And I didn't think that I would ever mention this, actually. So this one is exclusive.
Welcome back to the morning news.
Welcome back to the morning news. Thank you for listening and subscribing. Our guest today needs no introduction. We're joined by talented musician and winner of Idols, Mr. Luyolo Yiba. How are you doing, brother?
Good, brother, man. I'm good, man. Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing?
I'm great. And we finally meet. We've been trying to get you on for a while now, but I'm so glad that you joined us today.
It's good to be here.
How's everything going? How's the pandemic treating you as an artist?
Yo, do you want a PR answer or or a real answer?
Will you give us the real answer?
I'm kidding, man. Yo, no, man, it's been hectic, hey? Especially even now, we might be facing another lockdown restriction type of vibe going on because now the numbers are picking up. Yo, it's quite hectic. You know what that means for us as artists. This was the perfect time to go back, man, to the people and have a breather, you know, start making money again. But yo, it's been frustrating, man. It's been hectic. But we soldier on. We keep positive vibes. We keep on moving, man.
As an artist, obviously, because of the pandemic getting worse, shows and all, most of them will be canceled. Is that where you make most of your money off shows and other independent deals?
Most definitely. As artists, there are a lot of streams that people use, like endorsement deals and all of that. For me, as an artist, at the current moment, that's where my money is at, bro, because also e-endorsement deals, sometimes it's been hectic for everyone. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's not easy to just take people, especially like we field here to Tina. Yo, it's terrible because they are not sure but they are doing a good investment or not, yeah, bro, because of how things are right now for me as an artist. That's where my money's at, unfortunately.
I completely get you, and I think something we just haven't said anything about is how you really broke the drought in Idols SA history, becoming the first male to win since 2015. How did it feel when you heard your name being called?
I am sure that with the people who watched the show on that day when I was called, they could see, but I just didn't know what to say or do. Some people were like, Bible, is Luyolo just standing there, just thanking people for voting and all of that? I would be screaming and jumping up and down, and you know? You know, when that happens, you just don't know what to do. Some people cry, some people scream, they jump up and down. But some people just don't believe God is that good and that hard work that they pushed, they're getting to reap it now. Yeah, but we do rehearsals. Someone gets to win. Yeah, but they tell you what to do when you don't win or you don't go through if your name is not called out. You know? They go inside, you go out. They're just preparing the show. They're making sure that everything goes accordingly. So for me, when they called out my name, I don't know. It's crazy because everyone was there. It was a huge crowd of people that were there. But I still felt like it's a rehearsal. They're just calling my name out. So that's how I felt, man, at first. Yeah. I guess it was the shock.
I always thought that it was the raw reactions that you see. But like, as you're saying now, they teach you what to do when things go well, what to do when things don't go well. What are some of the stuff that they tell you if you don't make it?
No, it's like the reactions are genuine. They are raw. Yeah. But now the thing is, they just make sure that the show goes well. Like, for example, know that when you are leaving, if you don't make it, you leave on the right side. Yeah, because the camera angle will be on the left or whatever. I'm just making something up. But yeah, they tell you such things. You go to the left, you go to the right. You make sure that you don't go in front of the person. You make sure that you go behind, for example. Yeah, when you get through, proverb or something is going to ask you a question after that of how you feel and whatnot. They're just trying to make sure that you are ready for such things. So obviously the reaction is genuine.
Oh yeah, the reaction
full
is genuine.
Genuine, bro. Yeah, no, you don't act. You don't act happy. You know, so yeah.
I'm just very curious. From the first day that you went to sign your name up and audition on Idols, did you ever think you'd be in the position that you are in today?
Not at all, man. Not at all. Especially through the competition. I don't want to lie, because even when I entered, I didn't go there to win. I just wanted people to know there's an artist in the Eastern Cape whose name is Buyolo and is ready to record and work. So it wasn't for that. Even when I got in the top 10, I remember there was a time where I just wanted to appear on TV. That's what I just wanted. I just want to appear on TV. People know me. And then we rock and roll from there. I didn't know that it was going to end up like that. That's why I'm so grateful and thankful to the people who supported, and mainly to God, man.
I really support what you're saying about being thankful to God. Mm-hmm. At what point did you actually start to think, oh, I might win?
I didn't want to put myself in that situation, Yabo. I didn't want to find myself in a situation where I think I'm going to win and then, but it doesn't happen. Because even from Theatre Week, you could tell that some people feel as though this is the right time, you know. But it's sad when it happens, because we are out there having to comfort the person, because I command, you know, it's not nice. So I didn't want to put myself through that with the entire competition. I didn't want to put myself in a position where I'm saying, I am definitely going through next week, you know.
And then it doesn't happen.
I just accepted everything as it came, but it was never a thing that I know that I'm going to win, or I have this feeling, but I'm going to go through, because I didn't want to go through those emotions. I guess that's how I tackle life in general. The craziest thing, and I didn't think I would ever mention this actually, so this is one is exclusive. The craziest thing was that Theatre Week, I was panicking because everyone could sing. I remember even calling my mother. Well, she was checking up on me. At Theatre Week, she was asking me about how you're doing. I'm like, dude, I'm panicking. Everyone here can sing. Everyone can sing. You just don't know who might go out, you know, because everyone is just really good at what they do. And then she was like, hey, bro, like, what did you expect? Everyone is really great. Everyone can sing. Everyone is really good. But that's just the feeling that I felt.
It's crazy.
When you're in the whole Theatre Week, you get to see, like, you rising in fame.
Dude.
Followers increasing.
Listen, bro. I just wanted to mention something really critical and important, because I feel as though some people who have never been in the competition obviously don't understand what goes on in the competition and how everything is. Yeah, well, they're quick to say bad things about people. Just want to tell you that please, please, guys, respect the people that are in that competition. It is rough when it comes to the mental strength, because you have to be really good mentally. Yeah, bro, in order to go through and just go through those stages and not back down because of what people say. Because people can be really, really bad, man. They can say the worst things that you didn't even think about. Another thing that you must think of is that we go to these competitions having insecurities about things. Personal insecurities about things. Yeah, we're already. So, yeah, please respect people. We have to post because we have to tell people about it. They must vote for us. Please, we have to beg them to vote for us. So we definitely have our phones.
So did you see yourself receiving hate mail or texts from people that weren't the best?
Oh, like that weren't the best, like those mails?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I don't want to answer things that I don't know. I'm not sure of yet.
Oh.
Yeah, but most definitely, man. You, there were a lot, bro. I don't want to put the everything about Titi about in mind, you know? So I don't keep everything, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, bro. But there were times where people would say nasty things, like, I had an afro that time, yeah, bro. So people would say nasty things like, you smelly afro, whatever. And I'm like, dude, you don't even know you.
You don't even know
you
me.
You never even saw my afro before. You don't even know me to that extent. You get what I'm saying? Some people would be like, you ugly person, whatever, whatever. Like, say bad things, man. There's a lot that goes on in the competition for people to just say such things. So, yeah, I've had a lot, man. I've had my fair share. Sometimes you don't even see that tweet or whatever. Some of the things that are really bad, I got from my family, which is crazy, you know? So I just wanted to highlight that.
That seems really tough. You spoke about working, and there was an article that I read that said the day before you won, you had 1,000 rands in your account before becoming an instant millionaire. Did everything seem real?
I'm sure that you already know. The media is the media, man. They always try to keep it juicy. Also remember, first of all, I already had gone to like New York and everything. Let's just stop. It's not entirely true, but also they were like, come up with the figure. Yeah, like, I don't know.
I completely understand you. Even after you won the money from Idols, did you have people coming out of the woods to ask you for money?
People still do even today. I think one of the messed up parts about winning a competition such as Idols is that, number one, people know exactly what you're going to win. Meaning everyone who watches the show or knows about the show, they know exactly what you're going to win. You get what I'm saying? Everything is just, should be like a lot of things when you win.
They shouldn't disclose the figures.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
Just say, he wants some money.
Most definitely, man. We are living in a society, we are living in a world where not everyone has Miley's. So obviously there are going to be people ask for a Miley. It's really not a bad thing, but the problem is that also you should be able to be a person who knows your limit. So yeah, most definitely, man, from family to friends to people that I don't even know.
Were you in a relationship when you won?
Yes, I was in a relationship. I don't know why you're going back, why are you being so personal?
No, did you have other girls even after you won trying to approach you?
Oh yeah, obviously you're there, but I guess like where I'm at, I'm not about that life, bro. Like, I guess it's how I was raised, man. I don't have time to play, bro. I have a career to do. I have a future time to be playing around and getting to situations where I wouldn't have gotten to if I just focused.
I think you're just really like me, because I think when you want to build something or when you focus about something, you want something that's going to last rather than temporary things.
Yeah.
With temporary things, you're always going to have stress. Like, I remember I was telling some of my friends about the whole cheating thing and being with different people. And I was like, you're going to have similar problems with different people. So you're always going to have that stress about, oh, I didn't see Cindy today, or Margaret is upset.
Exactly. Of which, because people, you're not enjoying life to the fullest and all of that. But for me, what if like me being like this is how I enjoy life? It's like people who drink that judge people who don't gamble. It's like, bro, do you, man? For example, if you have money, you're supposed to be wearing Abo Louis Vuitton. Like, you don't show it. Oh, yeah. You know? What if that's not me, bro? You know, tell me like that. Do you?
That was just going to take me to the next thing. We spoke about how you guys are prepared, where if someone goes out, someone stays on the show. Yeah. Something that we all really want to know is, what happens when the camera is not rolling? Is there tension between singers?
Yeah, the best time there. On my end, I never had any tension or whatever with everyone. We were friends, man. We were really good friends. We still chat. Obviously, some people felt like they were going to win or go through. Like, they had that mentality that I was talking to you about, Tiago. But we tried to make the most out of it, man, because one thing that we knew was that, especially when we got to the top 10, we just knew that if you go out here, you can't audition again. Yeah, well, so you'll never get this experience again. Just enjoy the experience and have fun through it. Obviously, we can't always be like best buddies, you know what I'm saying? But we were friends with Nono. I was really good friends with Mangali. So we just made sure to remember we're just having a blast.
Just from this conversation that we've had, you are so deserving. I just really like your demeanor and what you represent. You are so deserving of winning the whole show.
Thank you so much, man. I really do appreciate it. It means a lot, man. Thank you so much.
As we get to rounding off, in every podcast, we have a signature question, which is, what does happiness mean to you? So today, Mr. Luyolo Yiba, what does happiness mean to you?
It's so crazy, because this morning I woke up with something that is similar to that, of me just understanding, what does success mean to me? And I think it's allowed for the meaning of success to change. For me, happiness is being able to heal as many people as I can through music, without making them happy or making them realize. But for me, it's leaving the world better place, man, than it was when I got it. Trying to make sure that abantu who are going through the situations that I've gone through, I just want to also try and end that, if it's like negative things, and make sure that the world is better, man. I think if that could happen and I could be the vessel that I think I am fully and truly, then that's happiness for me, bro. It's no longer about even money and all of that.
That's such a beautiful definition. I just really like what you're saying about wanting to make the world a better place and wanting to help people. And with that, I'll just like to say thank you so much, Mr. Yiba, for joining us on the Morning Muse today. We absolutely love the conversation. and we wish you the best in everything you do.
Thank you so much, brother. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me. People don't get to see and know who you are as a person up until we get into these platforms that we share.
Thank you.